Actually, we are working on different plant extracts, and we are looking for cheaper precursors of synthetic chemicals, like we did work on glycine betaine. We compared it by using the sugar beet extract, and in this study we compare the synthetic pure pyrrolidine with the leaf extract of Lilium perenne. This is a very common weed in Pakistan, and it is very much enriched with pyrrolidine. And the title, Exogenous Pyrrolidine and Pyrrolidine Enriched Lilium Perenne Leaf Extracts Protects Against Phytotoxic Effects of Nickel and Salinity in Pisum Sativum by Altering Polyamine Metabolism. Pyrrolidine is a protogenic amino acid, and it plays an important role in osmoregulations, and it also enhances the antioxidant activities within the plants under stress conditions, and the major role is in osmotic adjustment. Lilium perenne, its common name is perennial ryegrass, and it's an English ryegrass family Poaceae, and its origin is native to Asia, Africa, and Europe, and general plant description is low-growing hairless grass and bunching growth habit. Leaves are dark green, smooth, and glossy. And it's a snap. This is Lilium perenne. And the chemical profile which we study in our plant extract, these are the chemicals and nutrients which we found in this extract: nitrogen, phosphorus, calcium, potassium, magnesium, proteins, carbohydrates, and the main constituents was the pyrrolidine in this extract. Salinity and nickel, actually, we are addressing salinity and nickel. These are the major problem, especially in the soils of Pakistan, and the salinity and the nickels. Hypothesis. The hypothesis of our study was that exogenous application of pure pyrrolidine and pyrrolidine-enriched Lilium perenne leaf extract as foliar spray could effectively diminish salinity and or nickel-induced toxic effects on growth of pea by altering polyamine metabolism and organic osmolytes. There were the two objectives of this study: to examine whether or not foliar application of pyrrolidine could protect pea against salinity and or nickel stress, and to investigate how efficacious the LP leaf extract is in regulating growth of selected major physiological mechanisms and antioxidant activities. The plant materials, and we used one variety of pea, Sprinter, and these are the growth conditions: 23 to 25 degrees centigrade, and night temperature 18 to 20 degrees centigrade, and this is the light intensity. And the stress induction, after 20 days of germination, we induce the stress sodium chloride and nickel chloride, and the foliar application was applied 10 days after stress induction. And the data was collected about different morphological and physiological mechanisms 15 days after foliar spray. And the leaf extraction of LP leaf extract, we take the leaves of the 2 years old plants of Lilium perenne, chop them, and then blend them in a blender, and then they are shaking on a shaker, and then we will mix it by weight, by volume, in a distilled water. This is a treatmental combinations. The control, only the distilled water was applied, and the pyrrolidine, this is a synthetic pyrrolidine, and 60 millimole solution was made, and Lilium perenne leaf extract. When we take the extract and we measured its concentration of pyrrolidine in it, it was about 60 millimole, and that's why we will use a 60 millimole concentration of synthetic pyrrolidine, because we want to compare its efficiency with the synthetic pyrrolidine. And the sodium chloride 100 millimole, and sodium nickel chloride is 100 micromole, and then the combination of two stresses, then sodium chloride and pyrrolidine, and then again nickel and pyrrolidine and Lilium perenne leaf extracts, and then combinations of three. The results and the effect of on plant fresh weight, plant dry weight, leaf area, and total leaf chlorophyll contents. In red font, these are the when we use the Lilium perenne leaf extract, and in green shade are the values when we use the synthetic pyrrolidine as a foliar spray. And it is clear that when Lilium perenne leaf extract were used under both stresses, sodium chloride and under nickel chloride, there is a increase in the plant biomass, plant fresh weight, plant dry weight, and leaf area. And in the last, there is a sodium chloride. When both stresses were applied simultaneously and lilium prone leaf extract were used, it gives a very excellent result in the last column. And this is effect on the some physiological attributes like internal CO2, stomatal conductance, photosynthetic rate, and relative water contents. Again here, when we use the lilium prune leaf extract under individual stresses, sodium chloride and nickel chloride, and in their combination, it gives the better results as compared to the synthetic perylene. And this is the rock species, peroxidase and hydrogen peroxidase, and lipoperoxidation and membrane stability index. The lilium prune leaf extracts inhibited the production of the peroxidases and hydrogen peroxide as compared to the pure perylene. And similarly, in case of lipoperoxidation, it has the reduced the lipoperoxidation, lilium prune leaf extract. So it is clear that the lilium prune leaf extracts significantly reduce the rock species and lipoperoxidation as compared to the perylene, pure perylene. And this is the effect of pure perylene and LP leaf extract on some polyamine biosynthetic enzymes. And again here, the same trend, the lilium prune leaf extract enhance the these three enzymes, ADC, ODC, and SAMADC, as compared to the pure perylene when it is foliarly applied. And its effect of on the polyamine, free polyamine contents in leaves. And the salt stress sodium chloride and nickel chloride has reduced the free polyamine contents in leaves. And but when we utilize the pure perylene and lilium prune leaf extracts, they enhance the free polyamine contents in leaves. But maximum increase were noted when lilium prune leaf extract was used. And this is the effect on the soluble conjugated polyamines. Similar trend was observed, but there was no effect under the control conditions when there was no stress was applied. And it's on insoluble bound polyamine contents. Here again, the significantly lilium prune leaf extracts enhance the insoluble bond polyamine contents. And this is the effects on the osmoprotectants, perylene, glycine, betaine, total free amino acids, and total soluble sugars. And under the both the stresses, when they applied individually and in combination, they have enhanced the these compatible osmolytes, but the application of the perylene and the lilium prune leaf extracts further enhance these osmolytes, and there was a maximum increase under lilium prune in plants foliarly applied with lilium prune leaf extracts. And these are the conclusions of this study. Overall, exogenously applied perylene, pure and natural, significantly improved growth of stressed pea plants. However, LP leaf extract was more efficacious than pure perylene. The mechanism of more effectiveness of LP leaf extract is not elucidated yet, but it is suggested that presence of various essential nutrients in LP leaf extract may be the reason of its high efficiency than that of the pure perylene. The growth augmentation in response to foliar applied perylene or LP leaf extract was found to be associated with increased level of endogenous polyamines and organic osmolytes in leaves, which led to improvement in photosynthetic capacity, total chlorophyll contents, relative water contents, membrane stability index, and free radicals of oxygen. As a natural source of perylene, LP leaf extract was as beneficial as pure perylene in improving growth and some major physiological mechanisms, and polyamine metabolism under nickel and salinity stress. Therefore, it can be used as alternative, inexpensive source of perylene for its utilization as a mitigating agent for safeguarding plants from phytotoxic effects of nickel and salinity. And I'm highly thankful to the Higher Education Commission of Pakistan for providing me the funds for this research, and American Society for inviting me as the oral presenter.
other grasses besides Lilium perenni? What's used that one in particular?
No, we are, but in future, we actually, this is a project and funded by Higher Education Commission, and we are looking for other grasses. And these are the grasses of the deserts. And in future, we will look for the other grasses. But in we have a publication, Sanchia Horticultura, on we compare the pure glycine betaine and sugar beet extract. And it is sugar beet extract is also enriched with glycine betaine. And same kind of study was investigated on glycine betaine in pepper, chilies.
Is the ryegrass used a specific cultivar? Or?
Yeah, this specific cultivars were used. Ryegrass, there is only one cultivars in Pakistan, we use it. There is no variety of one. There is no other cultivars available. But if in other countries, if there is any other genotype, other cultivar, it can be utilized. We can access. Maybe there is a low or there is a high prolein contents.
I have a question. What method did you use to measure the hydrogen peroxide and superoxide?
Hydrogen?
Peroxide. The oxidant.
Well, we have defined protocols. We have not mentioned there. We follow these protocols to measure the.